And now to one legislative item that could make a big difference in Georgia agriculture, food, and mood. On Friday, Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill into law that allows Georgia farmers to grow hemp. The crop is a source of products ranging from rope to soap to CBD oil. Now, CBD oil was already available in Georgia but had to be imported from elsewhere. This move allows in-state production of the suddenly ubiquitous product. It's on sale everywhere from beauty salons to coffee shops to bars. Alan Peake is a former Georgia state representative who pioneered much of the legislation regarding hemp and CBD and is joining us from our studio in Macon. Alan, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Leah Picard is also with us. She recently wrote about how Georgians are beginning to embrace the CBD trend for Atlanta Magazine. She's with us in the studio. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
Okay, so Leah, I'm going to ask you first. There's marijuana, THC, CBD. What's the distinction here?
So CBD and THC are both derivatives of marijuana and hemp. Neither are marijuana. Marijuana is its own plant, and then hemp is its own plant. And when we talk about CBD, we're talking about the derivative from the hemp plant.
Okay, so CBD oil is one of the things that you reported on, where it's popping up.
Yeah.
So, Alan, for years, you've advocated for hemp in the Georgia legislature, and there are states across the nation that have legalized marijuana medically, others recreationally. Colorado, Maine, and Oregon come to mind. Technically, Georgia has neither. So where does Georgia law stand right now?
Well, Leah gave a good description of the difference between hemp and CBD and marijuana. And we have to keep in mind there are two separate laws that just got passed this session. One, a hemp bill, which allowed Georgia farmers to be able to grow hemp, get a license to grow hemp for basically for more industrial purposes. And then there was HB 324, which was pushed by Representative Micah Gravely and a lot of the families from Georgia's Hope, and which I've been advocating for years, which is the growing of marijuana for the purpose of producing CBD oil with elevated levels of CBD, which is the therapeutic part of the plant, and minimal amounts of THC, which is a psychoactive component of the plant, but also provides some effect for people with seizures and cancer and other multiple diagnoses. And so the bill that was passed, HB 324, allows the cultivation of marijuana and allows it to be processed, to be grown, processed, and distributed only in the CBD oil form. It's a huge step forward. It joins 33 other states across the country that now have access to the medical cannabis oil, and something we've been pushing for 5 years now.
Well, this is something you have to convince other Georgia lawmakers to embrace, something that had been until that point, a political bugaboo. So how did you do that? How did you educate them on this important topic?
Well, it only took 5 years, so I'm not sure I did a very good job. It took a long time. But really, the real difference of how we were able to convince legislators eventually was the sharing of stories by different families. I mean, we had many families who had moved to Colorado and moved to other states and had experience with medical cannabis oil and saw tremendous difference in quality of life for their children or for their loved one. And plus the fact that now it's been 4 years since Haley's Hope Act passed that allowed the legal possession of medical cannabis oil. You still couldn't get it here. And we now have almost 10,000 people on the registry. So what we saw was, okay, once we passed Haley's Hope Act and gave legal possession of medical cannabis oil, there wasn't a huge public health risk. There wasn't a big public safety hazard. This was an oil that was making a difference in the quality of life for grandmothers with cancer, for college students with Crohn's disease, with soccer moms who had breast cancer, to kids who suffered from seizures. And so all this evidence that we were able to gather kind of helped us, as well as the fact that we had a new governor, Brian Kemp, had expressed to us privately and publicly that he was open-minded to address this access issue where it was always an issue for Governor Deal. And so I think kind of all those things kind of the perfect storm provided an opportunity here where we could pass this legislation this past year.
And the legislation, well, actually, I should point out that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has okayed or given the green light to Epidiolex, which has been shown to help patients with severe seizures. But access has still been a real question. So now there will be cultivation of industrial hemp in the state. How long will it take for that to get on board?
Well, I think you'll see the hemp licenses start very soon. Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black is on top of that, and I think you'll see that move forward. But again, keep in mind, that's a whole different animal than what we're talking about. Those hemp licenses will be used for growing the production of hemp, which can be used for hemp oil, but is a very different product than what we are looking forward from the bill that was passed to produce medical cannabis oil, which has up to 5% THC in it, and can be used in, under current Georgia law, for 16 different medical conditions. I think you'll see, first of all, the governor has to appoint the commission, which will grant the licenses, which will be six of them, that will be granted by the commission to be able to grow, process, and distribute the medical cannabis oil. That's the first step that's going to have to happen. Then it's probably going to take 12 to 18 months before we actually get medical cannabis oil in stores, retail stores or dispensaries or at pharmacies to be allowed to be able to dispense to Georgia citizens.
Well, already, as we mentioned, this has been imported from, transported in from over state lines, and it's showing up not only in medicine, but in some other places too, like on menus. Leah, how is CBD being applied in foodie culture?
So we're seeing it a lot in cocktails around town. It's fairly expensive, so it hasn't made like the grand explosion that it has in other cities. But at Big Sky in Buckhead, they're incorporating it into an absinthe cocktail where they put the droplets of the oil on top. Mm-hmm. So kind of playing with the flavors there, with like the licorice flavor from the absinthe and the grassy flavor from the CBD oil. There's also Sunshine Alchemy, which is a food truck, and they make juices and smoothies where they also offer CBD boosts. And the owner, Jasmine, told me how when she goes to Colony Square for people's lunch breaks, people will go up and get a CBD boost on their lunch break and feel a little relaxed going back into work.
Yeah, how does it add to the experience? Is there, you said there was a grassy taste, but is there, what is the effect?
So the effect, it doesn't make you high. Going back to your difference between CBD and THC, THC will make you high, but CBD is non-psychoactive. And so it's different for everyone, but like you will likely feel more relaxed, maybe a little more zenned out.
And it's not cheap. You mentioned, what are the costs of some of the products?
I mean, like one restaurant in town offers an add-on for like an extra $10. Hmm. So your cocktail is sending like $20.
Well, the social use is another gray area. The Georgia Department of Agriculture sent out a press release just on Friday noting that the FDA's regulations still prohibit CBD from being included as an ingredient in food or supplements. And we did get a statement from their food safety division that reads in part that this renders these products adulterated and the sale of these products is prohibited. Thinking they may have just been covering with themselves, is it illegal for restaurants to be serving these items?
I'm not sure.
Do you have any word on that, Alan?
Yeah, it's a very gray area. In fact, you know, we've had many states right close to us where law enforcement have been arresting folks for selling CBD products. And here's the one thing of encouragement that I would give to folks is if you're going to buy CBD oil from somewhere, you better make darn sure you're buying it from a reputable manufacturer that can provide you a lab test that tells you exactly what's in that product. We are involved with a network that provides medical cannabis oil to almost 1,000 families all over Georgia, and we only provide, and we give it to them for free, and we, because we don't want to violate Georgia law, but we only provide a product that we know has been lab tested, and we know exactly what's in that product. It's kind of comical watching this fad of the CBD oil, and
it's all over the place.
I mean, it really is. It's all, you know, we've been fighting for this thing for 5 years, and all of a sudden they're serving it in coffee shops. You know, I would be worried one about paying $10 extra for a drop, and but in my cocktail, but also I'd be worried making sure I know exactly what I'm getting when I get this product as well.
So is it illegal for restaurants to be serving these items, or is it more like, you know, consume at your own risk?
It's technically illegal. I mean, hemp has now been exempt under the Farm Bill. So as long as it's hemp oil, which it means it has zero or very minimal trace amounts of THC, it's allowed. But if you ask the DEA or you ask the FDA, they will tell you that any part of the marijuana plant is still illegal to be able to be sold. And so it's a gray area, but obviously the federal government has taken a backseat enforcing it.
Leah, did any of the retailers or restaurateurs you spoke to note risks to customers?
There's the retailers I spoke to, they definitely have disclaimers on their website that say that the CBD could trigger like a positive drug test because mm-hmm. there is such a trace amount of THC in the oil. I think if you use a CBD isolate, which is just where it's just a CBD, not, you know, including trace amounts of THC, then you're probably got a better shot of not testing positive for a drug test. Right. But there is definitely a risk. And I'm not sure if the restaurants make that disclaimer, but it's something people should know if they are out and about enjoying it, that there is that risk.
They could trigger a drug test, mm-hmm. a THC detection on a drug test. Georgia Food Safety Division has received numerous requests about wanting to make CBD edibles, and they're now following the FDA's lead in terms of whether or not to consider it safe to add to food. So, Ellen, you're no longer a state rep, but you're still keyed into this discussion. From what you understand, is this on the mind of Georgia legislators, you know, exploring these kinds of more social applications?
Yeah, the big issue I always dealt with during my time was, you know, all this is doing is leading us toward a slippery slope of recreational use of marijuana. And I've been very clear that I, you know, do not support the recreational use of marijuana. The fact that now that hemp oil or CBD oil is now a potential food additive, that scares me a little bit because you don't know exactly what you're getting. Again, I would caution folks to make sure if you're ordering something or you're going to put something in your food or you're going to provide something to your child, or take something yourself, make sure you know what you're getting and make sure you know what's in that product. And if they need some help, they can find me on Facebook. I can walk them through the process, you know, of reputable manufacturers to be able to order from as well, too. But I'd be very careful.
Okay. Leah, from the social aspect, CBD may be considered a little risque, perhaps part of the appeal. Think it's here to stay?
Yeah, I think part of the appeal is that it's a relative of, you know, marijuana, and people, you know, do associate it with that, even if it's not, you know, it doesn't have the THC. And it does give you a buzz to a certain degree.
So we're having a lot more buzzed folks in Georgia in the future. Leah Picard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leah is a journalist who recently covered the growing trend of CBD, rather, for Atlanta Magazine. And former Georgia Representative Alan Peek, thank you so much.
Enjoyed being with you.
Now, stock photos are supposed to be real. Why don't they look like real people? We'll find out about a new campaign hoping to change that.